Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good To Be Social. And today we're going to talk about some of the biggest mistakes that clients or law firms make when it comes to their digital marketing credentials. In our experience working with clients, we frequently face issues when these clients are coming from a different agency. A lot of times our clients will reach out to us, let us know that they want to switch from their existing agency for whatever reason. Maybe they're not happy with it or they want to make a change. And when we go through the process of transitioning from the old agency to a new agency, we have seen several issues pop up that I wanted to talk about today. So that if you are working with an agency today and they have a lot of your information, you might want to consider making some changes now, even if you're not considering changing agencies at the moment, so that you don't run into any issues in the future. So there are four specific areas I want to talk about today where these issues come up. Number one is with Google Analytics and the Google Analytics account. Number two is with social media accounts. Number three is with their domain or DNS accounts. And number four, last but not least, their Google Business Profile, formerly known as Google My Business account. So let's start with Google Analytics. So the way that Google Analytics works is typically what happens is someone sets up an account for Google Analytics. And then typically what you can do is you set up one or more properties underneath this main account. And the issue that we've run into and continue to run into with many clients that are switching from an agency to us is that a lot of times the agency that built their website or is managing their website will create the Google Analytics business account under their master account. So instead of creating a separate account with a new property, being the website, what they're doing is they're using their master account, which typically has multiple clients, and just creating a property under that account. And that really brings up a lot of different issues. First and foremost, if you ever want to leave that agency because they created it under their master account, they typically don't want to give you permission to access that master account. Typically, it's because they have other clients under the master account, and they do not want to give you permission to that higher level of access. The other issue that we run into is because we don't have that level of access, a lot of times when we try to block spam bots or try to filter out certain IPs so that we get a cleaner version of the data, the analytics data, we're unable to do so because we don't have the right access levels. Recently, we ran into another issue where the past agency created a Google Analytics 4 account and got rid of the other accounts. And while Google Analytics 4 is the newer platform, if you are only running Google Analytics 4, you can't see past analytics, past data for comparison purposes. So what I recommend to law firms and organizations out there when it comes to Google Analytics is make sure that you create or have the agency that you're working with create your own account. Make sure that they haven't created a property under their main account, their agency account, but that in fact your website, your property is part of a separate account that someone at your firm or your company has full ownership and access to that account. So really, really important. And again, one of the things you want to do is check with your current agency owner. Make sure that you have account level access and make sure that you have admin level access to that account. And if your agency tells you that they can't give you that access for whatever reason, insist on them giving you access so that you can transfer that account to your own account. So very, very important to do that. Okay, let's next talk about social media accounts. Here, there is a similar issue, and this really typically applies mostly to Facebook and Instagram. So Facebook and Instagram, Facebook, Meta, the company, created what are called the Facebook business pages, which allows different businesses to have control over one or more Facebook pages, as well as give them the ability to do Facebook advertising. And so the good news about these Facebook business pages is that you can give a lot of different people a lot of different levels of access when it comes to doing things on your Facebook page or running Facebook or Instagram advertising campaigns. The problem that we have faced, and again, this is similar to the Google Analytics issue that I just mentioned, is that a lot of times agencies will create their own agency Facebook business page and then add your company page as a page that they manage. And if they're doing advertising, they will add your Facebook advertising account under their master agency account. Here again, if you decide you want to part ways with the agency, this could present a problem, especially if you don't have admin level access to your company page and admin level access to your Facebook advertising account. So if you have done this, or if you had a different agency set up access for you, make sure you get admin level access to your company page and that you get admin level access to your Facebook advertising account if you are doing advertising. When you do this, you have the ability to give different people's different permission. But what you always want to do is make sure someone at your firm has the highest level of permission. So again, if you want to make a change down the road, there's no issues with doing that. We currently ran into a situation where the agency had created the company page for the law firm. They had created it under a fictitious individual username on Facebook, an individual account, and no longer has access to that account. And because they had created it, there is no way for the client or for us as a new agency to get access to that account. Reaching out to Facebook is almost impossible. They barely ever answer. And so the choice we were left with was to create a new Facebook page, which is not great. So again, if you have an agency that created your Facebook page or created your Facebook advertising account, make sure you have the highest level admin access. Same thing for LinkedIn pages as well, LinkedIn advertising accounts. Make sure you have the owner level access into these accounts so that you always have the flexibility of making a change, adding more people, removing people, or changing people's permissions. Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good to Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, When it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. Hurry now, Good to Be Social website, look for The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. The third area where we've run into issues is with domain names or DNS. And this is typically a case where we are doing a website redesign for a client. The new website is built, and then we have to go ahead and point the domain to the new server where the new website is being located. And here again, there is an issue where if your agency created your domain, they basically have ownership over that domain, which is never a good thing. So make sure you have ownership over your domain and have the ability to manage this domain so that if you ever want to change your hosting provider, or you want to redesign your website, you want to give certain people permissions to access that DNS management, you're able to do so. Again, this is really, really important. And what we've run into in the past is we've had clients who do have access to, for example, GoDaddy, which is where their domain was created, but that DNS management was passed over to a company like Cloudflare or some of these other DNS management services. And that account is managed and owned by an agency, and the client doesn't have access to that Cloudflare account or DNS account. And in that situation, there's nothing the client can do because they don't have that enterprise level account with Cloudflare. And what they're left to do, unfortunately, is to revert back the domain name to wherever you purchase a domain name and then start from scratch. And not something you want to do, but again, it is something that you can prevent, making sure that you have the highest level of access and ownership to your domain name. Again, not only for access issues, but also a lot of times I've seen agencies that fail to renew a client's domain. And all of a sudden their website is down and they don't know why. And when we look it up, we see that the domain expired or wasn't properly renewed. So always, always, always make sure you have ownership of your domain, you have the credentials, and you can easily give or remove access to certain individuals or agencies. You should have control over that, not a different agency or the company that built your website. The last thing we're going to talk about is Google Business Profile, again, formerly known as Google My Business. And here again, we have seen many firms, many organizations that have left it up to their agency to create that Google My Business or Google Business Profile account. And when the firm or the organization decides to make a change, they don't have access to the Google Business Profile. And this is a big issue because it's almost impossible to get a hold of Google. And a lot of times what they will ask to do is send a postcard, but they're sending a postcard to an agency or an account that the firm or the organization doesn't have access to. So again, really important that someone at your firm creates that Google Business Profile, or if someone else created it, make sure they add you or someone at your firm as an owner of that Google Business Profile account. That way you can protect yourself, remove people, add people, and make whatever changes you want to do. All right, so that is what we have today. A few tips to protect yourself against any changes when you're thinking about changing an agency or when you have changed an agency. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, you can always go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast, where you can subscribe and also listen to some of our past episodes. Thank you, everyone, for your time today. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we will see you next time.